The New York Times reports this morning that the Bush administration has prepared a highly classified intelligence report on Iraq. The report, called a National Intelligence Estimate, apparently outlines a grim picture of Iraq's prospects for the next year. Douglas Gell wrote the story for The Times, and he joins us now. What did the officials tell you about the document?
They said that the document outlines three scenarios for Iraq in the next 18 months. The most favorable of the three describes still a very tenuous situation for Iraq in political and security terms. The worst of the three describes movement towards civil war.
What more do you know about those scenarios?
We know that there's a third in the middle of those three. Those details are not very clear. We also know that the document contains some key judgments, consensus opinions of the intelligence community about the path forward. Those two remain classified, and we don't know very much about them either.
Talking about either a not very stable peace or a civil war, that sounds more pessimistic than public statements from the White House.
Well, the White House does say that this shouldn't come as a surprise, that they've warned for a long time that the path toward Iraq's future would be a rocky one. But indeed, I think this assessment is more pessimistic than what we hear from the White House. Yesterday alone, we heard the White House spokesman criticize the pundits and the doomsayers and say the Iraqi people have proven them wrong at every turn. That may happen, but this is a more negative tone.
And when was this estimate taken? In July, right? So that was even before the recent worsening of the security situation.
That's right. It was produced by the National Intelligence Council, which is charged with presenting independent, objective analysis, and given to President Bush in late July. That came before the worsening of the situation in August. It also came before some positive steps, including the formation of the Transitional Council in Iraq last month.
These intelligence estimates often include dissenting opinions. Is there any indication that that's the case here?
There's not to date, but again, we haven't seen the document, and it's been described not in absolutely complete terms. We don't know what the dissent said, if there were any.
Thank you very much. Douglas Gell is a reporter for The New York Times.